Hey, Big V's here now, so let's get the big fella set up, get his headphones, as we are working on the fly with Vasilija Vucinic. Let's get this plugged in for you, my friend. Thanks for popping up.
Scott Lakem in the house as well. Big smile on his face.
Hang on, I got to do a little bit of engineering here on the fly so we don't blow things out. And we will get that going real quick. All right. Now I think we got you set up. Vasilija Vucinic join us. Can you hear us okay, Big V?
Yep.
There we go. We're going to turn you up so everybody can hear you. Congratulations. I know it's been frustrating for you a little bit, not having some consistent playing time, but the team needed you. Some foul trouble for the big guys here today, and you came in 8 big points from your 10 in the first half. What was making sense to you out there this afternoon?
I mean, I just had to come in and give everything I have. I know that last few games I didn't do really good, but this game I know the team needed me, so I just came and gave everything I had.
You look comfortable, you looked relaxed, and I got to tell you, that's such a credit to you to stay ready when you haven't had a lot of opportunities. And here it was, you know, you step in there, you drew 2 big fouls in the first half. I just thought you were so aggressive. What made you come out and just feel that aggression?
I mean, I just didn't have anything to lose, so that's why I came out and just play as hard as possible.
Chatting here with Vasilija Vucinic again. Let's get to his line, our Coca-Cola player of the game. 10 points, 5 rebounds, and affecting some shots. Didn't get a block today, but I know you affected some shots. What have you been able to do? I know last year you kind of had a roller coaster ride too. Off season, you spent a lot of time with Griff and with Sam, getting your body more prepared to handle the physical nature of it. You got in there with Baycott yesterday a little bit and had that experience, but then today you really came out, you had that aggressive tone. How have you been able to stay ready for this opportunity?
I mean, yeah, like last year I was like, I weighed much less, and like this summer was really big for me. So I think that we made like a really big progress this summer, and I can say that that made me, you know, much better player, and like work with, like you said, with Griff, with Sam, with even with PJ for that defensive end, Verts, all that, like it helped me a lot.
Yeah, I thought you talked a lot about working on post positioning, and today you did a tremendous job. They were switching, you had some smaller matchups, but you know, your ability to finish inside and the 2 offensive rebounds I thought were key as well.
Yeah, we had a really good chance to use like advantage today for ceiling because they were switching, and I think we did a really good job. Not just me, like all other guys who were posting out there.
How important has it been to continue to have the encouragement of guys like Jack Perry and Tyler Robertson? How important has that been to, one, keep you engaged, not let you get too down on yourself, not let you get too frustrated, but knowing that the team's going to need you at some point to come up big like you did today?
I mean, of course, Jack Perry and Tyler, they're like the best teammates you can possibly imagine. Especially Tyler, like he's always there, like when you're down or something like that, to pick you up. So yeah, that's like a big thing for me, like to encourage me and all that. So I'm really grateful for that.
How important is it for this team to get this victory over, you know, a name, a brand program like Villanova that was in the Final Four last year?
I mean, you just said it. It's like the big team, like huge win for us. We are so happy. So I mean, we have a game tomorrow, like Sunday, so, you know.
Yeah, how important it'll be to get some rest today. You'll be able to kick back, watch these games, figure out who you're going to play tonight, either Oregon or Michigan State, so another opportunity to go up against a big-name program and finish this thing off. And you get them in your own house on Sunday.
That's true. We have that advantage, and we're ready. Whoever like wins the game or lose, we're ready. We're ready for that game.
Yeah, I thought even yesterday and today, but there was no fear. You know, you guys came out ready to play. You matched yesterday, you know, the number one team in the nation. You matched them for the entire game and down the stretch, and then even today I thought you dominated most of the game. When you look at the shooting percentages, the pilot defense and the execution of the game plan was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because we're like underdogs in these games, and like we got nothing to lose, so we're playing with everything we have, and I mean that shows on the court.
Yeah, you'll remember this one for a while, the folks back home too.
Yeah, I will, man.
Well, congratulations on an outstanding effort today. So glad to see you get some success and some production for this team, being a big part of things. We'll let you get a shower, get a meal, enjoy. I know you guys are doing your Thanksgiving here this evening, so that turkey's going to taste a little sweeter this afternoon.
It will. Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
There you go. Vasilya Vucinic, kind enough to stop by for a few minutes with us. Going to get right to our highlights. And turn things over, let the crowd enjoy this game coming up next. And so the question really for the Pilots, even more than X's and O's against Villanova, was would their heads be focused on Villanova, or was there a little bit of a hangover effect from what almost happened against North Carolina? Christian Scholand came right out of the block ready to go. They'll go to Moses, now Perry, foul on extended left. Up top, 11 to shoot. Scholand wide open for three. Oh, that's a good sign, a pure three from Christian. And he would have himself an afternoon. After that, Moses Wood, who had 21 against Carolina, still had a hot hand. Moses, catch and shoot, top of the key, three. Oh, that's pretty. He still got that hot hand from yesterday. Second three for the Pilots, and it's 10-6 Portland. That was in the opening 7 minutes. We wondered, would Tyler Robertson maybe try to get his offense going sooner than playing a facilitator as he had in the first half, and he was equal to the task. Applewhite now assessing this trap and throws it across to T-Rob's open. Three on the right wing. Oh, that's pretty. They build a 13-6 lead as things were getting open early. But then Caleb Daniels got it going for Villanova. It was Jack Perry that settled the ship for the Pilots. Robertson, skip pass Perry. He'll try a three. That's good. Much needed from Jack Perry, who with more playing time with Mike Meadows out has started to get a rhythm with his shot. That got the Pilots going for a second surge. And then our Coca-Cola player of the game, it was Vasilya Vucinic, making his presence felt off the bench. And Juanse Gorosito for the Pilots. There's B on a nice slicing cut. Lays it in. Great job. Kept the ball above his shoulders. And once he recognized there was nobody who could affect his shot, he went hard to the rim. Shot clock didn't reset. T-Rob. Oh, Big B. There's the pass, and he'll hammer it home with two hands. 28-25 at that point. From there, the defense collapsed on Big V. That allowed Juanse Gorosito room to operate beyond the arc. Swinging around Juanse. Back to T-Rob up top. Juanse, another zone look. Oh, nice pump fake. He'll fire a three. Buries it. Third three of the game for Juanse Gorosito. An 8-point lead then is what Portland had going into the break. They came out of the second half on fire, pushing it to double figures, led by Jack Perry. Up top, T-Rob, 8 to shoot. Now Portland's got to make something happen. Swing pass Perry, reaching to keep it in. Jack, step back three straight away. Oh my, Jack Perry, second three. A 14-point lead became a 17-point lead as Moses Wood got loose in transition.
On the baseline.
Ball deflected. Great hands by Scholand. Pilots have numbers. Perry back to Moses. Who brings the big one with the two-handed jam? They would build a lead as big as 18, and every time Villanova threatened to get back into it, it was Portland answering, starting with Christian Scholand. Portland got to be strong with the basketball. Gorosito, here comes the run and jump press from behind. Gets it forward to Chica. Now attack in the corner. Scholand for three. Got it! The lead back to 17 with 13 minutes to play. Villanova kept flirting with a rally. This time it was Moses Wood answering. T-Rob over to Juanse. Now they get it across to Perry. Back to T-Rob on the run. Wing it. Moses all alone in the corner for three. And buries another one. A 15-point lead, under 10 minutes to go. Villanova in foul trouble with the bigs, went to full court pressure. When the Pilots were able to beat it is when they were able to get downhill and go to the rim. Alden stuck with the dribble. Bounce pass down to Chica. Back up top, Applewhite three straight away is short. Right to T-Rob, great position, and one. He would convert it, 69-60 at that point. They went to fouling. They went to turning up the pressure. Alden Applewhite once again clutch down the stretch for Portland. T-Rob working against Longino. Gets through the first wave. Coming, bounce pass. Applewhite turns the corner at the free throw line all the way to the rim. Lay it up and in.
Count it.
A 10-point lead there, and Portland would hit enough free throws to maintain it. 83-71, the final score for Portland.